Get a big old show with the good guys. 95.9 KSOK. I needed to move my microphone so I could see you, although you're leaning back like a recliner there, Ralph McDonald. What are you doing?
That's because I'm relaxing.
Do
I'm
you
chilling.
Need a recliner in here? Would that help out a little bit? I can always bring one in here.
That would. Oh, hey, I've got a visitor.
Okay, another cat.
Yeah.
What do you think about that cat's tail? You ever seen anything like that at all?
I've never seen a cat's tail curl like that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like
he really likes you. Always kneading on you too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Telling you what, that's a friendly little booger. Can he fix his acne on his chin?
Nope.
I can't either. You said you're loving life?
I'm loving life.
Good for you, Ralph.
I'm always loving life. I like life.
It's
life
all right,
is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is death.
Yes, yeah. I think I choose life too. Except that one lady we were talking about, I guess didn't like it. She jumped into the ocean or sea like 50 times trying to kill herself. I don't know what the number was that cost the emergency people, but they finally told her not to do that anymore.
Well, you
she
would
needs
think
to talk to you.
They would
about
think
happiness.
You would think that they would get her some professional help.
You would think so.
Yeah.
After the third time or the second or the first, even.
Right.
Not after the 50th time. All right, where are we going first with McDonald's computer service? How about a Verizon contract? How come we don't have Boost down here too?
Okay, well, we are in the process of getting our contract with Verizon, and once that gets cemented, then we will be a Verizon dealer.
Okay, so not just prepaid phones then. You'll have everything available.
We'll be able to do anything for a Verizon customer.
Okay, do they do contracts?
Verizon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have their prepaid stuff, which we already do.
Okay.
But then we're also looking at being like the Verizon store over in Winfield.
Okay.
We'll have the same ability to do anything that they can do.
Okay. Boost still or not still?
Don't know.
Okay. Up in the air on that one?
That's up in the air.
How much paperwork needs to be signed on the Verizon contract then?
They're telling me that I should have everything ready to go by the end of next week.
How many times have you signed your name during this?
5 million times. It seems like I went through an entire pen.
Do you read word for word? Do you do it out loud to make sure you know what's going on in the contract?
No, but I do read the contract. I don't read out loud.
Okay. Well, I know somebody that does that. I mean, very thorough. I wish I was like that. That will read everything out loud.
Oh,
to
you
make
really?
Sure
you know, I recommend to anybody. You need to read what you're signing because you never know what you're signing.
What
and once you sign it, you're obligated.
Okay, yeah. What do you say to people on the terms and agreements? Is that the way they say that when you're signing up for something online? Have you signed the terms? Have you read that?
Right.
And probably 5% of the population reads it before they say yes.
That's because it's so long and it's written in such a language that by the time most people get to the end of it,
they're like, forgot what you were signing up for. Yeah.
What did I just read?
How can they get you then? I mean, obviously.
Well, now some of the courts have sided against like people like Microsoft on user agreements and sided with the users. It just depends. You just don't know what you're getting into.
Okay.
It's all going to be left up to the judges.
Okay. I would think there ought to be a law that says, look, you got to put it in layman's terms. You can do that. You can find people that can do that.
Yes.
But then again, you need legal speak for legal speak too, right?
Right.
Yeah. I better stay out of it. Anyway, forget about all these contracts.
I'm not a lawyer, so I really can't,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't go to school for it, so I shouldn't say anything. So we're about ready, and you're looking at about a week then.
Right.
Okay. That's a cool deal. All right. A lot of tune-ups lately?
Yes. We're getting into the cooler weather, and all the leaves are falling and all that kind of stuff, and dust is starting to build up, and folks are starting to spend a little bit more time inside on their computer.
Yeah, because it's raining a lot.
And then they're
too.
They're going, wow, man, my computer's slow.
I just realized it.
Right.
Yeah.
And, now it's bring it in. We can tune it up. We can make it run better. And, we can also point out some things like, you don't want to get a tune-up on this computer. You want to replace this computer.
Okay.
Or maybe instead of getting a tune-up, you want to get... Right. If you come in looking for a new computer, we're going to ask you why and what you're doing with it. But our whole focus, this is something that we try to get across to our customers. Our whole focus is to figure out what you really need us to do for you. Our job is to fix your problem with the computer. It doesn't necessarily mean that replacement or a tune-up or a wipe and reload. It may be something as simple as, oh, hey, don't do that. Do it this way, and now your problem is solved.
Well, and that didn't cost you anything at all. It's just my free advice that I'm offering.
Right. So we want to know. We're not trying to be nosy or anything like that. We're really trying to solve your problem. And the way we do that is by asking you a ton of questions.
Okay. If we try to do it ourselves, like do updates and mess things up, like if something happened with my computer where the printer stopped working, and it's something within the system, so does that happen to a lot of people where they just try to do it themselves?
As a matter of fact, I went on a service call last night where somebody had, they thought their email could be faster, so they went in and changed a whole bunch of settings.
Yeah.
And then their email stopped working altogether.
Okay.
And they called us up, and we went out, and we got them straightened back out again, and we showed them a few things, and then we explained to them that you really can't make your email faster by changing your settings.
Oh, okay.
That's a different process that you want to look at. But there's all sorts of stuff that we can do to help make your computer better.
What do they mean, email faster? Get their email faster?
Right.
Or?
They get, you know, 20 or 30 emails a day, and they get them all at once, and they don't want to wait, you know, 5 minutes to get their email. They want to get it right now.
Okay. So it still takes 5 minutes to get email some places?
Well, it depends upon, he has a lot of attachments to his emails.
Okay.
And so the more attachments you have, this has all got to be downloaded before you can do anything. Now, one of the ways you can make it slightly faster is don't use an email program. Go to a web portal like Yahoo or Gmail or something like that. Have your email done through that, where you go to a website, you look at your email there. That's faster than downloading it and then looking at it.
Okay. I know we went to Gmail, and after the short time of adjusting, it seems like I don't even remember what the old one was like.
Right.
You know, after it just takes a little while to get used to all the little, clicks and moves and stuff like that.
It's just a matter of getting used to something.
Right. So tune-ups, get a tune-up, and you suggested at least every year if you use it
you want to get a tune-up. And we have a program where if you come in and you get a tune-up and you have your antivirus protection, your Panda antivirus protection through us, we actually give you a discount on your annual tune-up.
Okay.
To keep you, because we want your computer to run the best that it can run so that you're happy with your computer.
Making us happy. And security cameras.
You know,
are you selling a lot of them this
year?
Yes,
we are. We are. And, you know, it's getting dark, and sometimes I don't want to go outside to see what it is that's making that noise out there.
You could have used a camera to see there was a raccoon on your porch.
That's right. We were talking about that earlier. We have a stray cat that will come up and claw at our front porch screen. And trying to get attention, wanting food and that kind of stuff.
You ever let him in the house?
No.
Okay.
Because our cat would not have any of that.
No,
Spark's not going to, not willing to share. But I heard this, you know, scratching sound, and I was like, dang on it, you know. So I go to the front door, and I open up the front door, and there's a raccoon.
How far away?
He was right there.
Oh, really?
I mean, right there at the front door.
Did he
and
just
I was
look
like,
at you or
yep,
what?
He's just like, hey.
How's
How you
going?
Doing?
I'm a raccoon.
Didn't run off or nothing. I was like, well. And then he goes, okay. And then he kind of toddles off. And I was like, where'd you come from?
Yeah, it's not as good when they don't run away from you. You want them to be scared.
Right. And he's like, nah.
Yeah.
Kind of wanders off, and we're trying to figure out. Okay, where do you live? Because you have to be around here somewhere.
So do people get cameras just to see what's outside? I mean, in their front yard?
Well, some folks get it so that they can watch what's going on outside. I have one customer who, when they come out their front door, they have to circle all the way around the house to get to their car.
Oh, okay.
And they live out in a rural area.
Yeah.
And the wife is frequently, you know, she's concerned because she doesn't want to, you know. So she actually gets the camera up on her phone, and she can walk out to her car, and she can see anything that's going on at the car.
That's pretty neat. That's,
while she's on her phone.
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
So, I mean, these are things, there's all sorts of stuff we can do with security cameras, and there's all sorts of reasons to have them. We have one person that decided that they didn't want just a regular baby monitor. They put a security camera in the baby's room.
Okay.
And they can watch it on their phone and go from there.
Watch it anywhere, right?
Right.
Wherever your phone goes.
That's
a cool deal. So, and I'm sure there's all kinds of options on payments on the cameras, right?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we do.
What would be the lowest? Just to have one camera for that goes all the way around the
house.
You're probably
looking at I would say $399, $499 for a kit that would have the DVR, four cameras, and cabling and all of that.
Oh, okay. Four cameras in there. Okay.
Right. Right.
All right.
Now, something else, and I'm not sure where we're at on the process on this, but we are going to be doing lease to own as well. You'll be able to come in, and as long as the purchase is over $300, and there's a certain criteria you have to meet. You have to have a bank card. You have to have two references that don't live in your home. You have to have a bill that proves that you live at this residence.
Okay.
Nothing about employment.
Okay.
As far as I have been able to tell.
That's interesting, because a lot of times they say, hey, it's all better if you have a job and been in the same place for 20 years.
Right. You know? No, this is different than like getting a loan. This is a lease to own kind of thing. So if you've got questions and you want to try and get a computer or a piece of equipment or something like that, come in and talk with us.
All right.
We may be able to help you get into the equipment that you want to get.
A lot of options. So if I want to learn more about Verizon, tune-up, security cameras, how do I get a hold of you, Ralph?
You know, you can give us a call at 111 South Summit Street across from the Old Burford Theater, or you can call us at 620-442-5091. Just to let folks know, I go all the way down to Stillwater, and I go all the way up into Wichita and Howard, Kansas. So if you've got an issue, give us a call. We are available within the listening area.
Going to Howard, you see any deer up there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the last time I went up there, was like 15 of them out in this field, and I'm like, whoa.
It's popular in Elk County. So good seeing you, Ralph.
All righty. Have a good day.
It is 9:26.